You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. If you want to try Built Bar today, go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code Locked On to get 20% off your next order. All right, so what we're going to do on today's show is talk about the Taiwan Walker signing. With this move, the Mets rotation seems to be set. We already have pitchers and catchers at camp for almost a week at this point. This team is about complete. So what I want to do in the first half of the show is talk about the signing. It wasn't necessarily the move I was campaigning for last week, but it's still a very solid depth move that the Mets made here. And you just look at what they've done starting from where they were, and this team has just made incredible wholesale changes that I want to go over. So in the first half of the show, we'll talk about Walker and his contract. And in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the rotation depth moving forward and how the Mets are now in far better position to continue to build around Jacob DeGrom. Before we get into any of that, though, for those of you who don't know, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMorizeOnline.com. Now, a little bit of an extra incentive to find me on Twitter or to find the show at Locked On Mets is some giveaways we're going to be doing. And one that we ran last week was a signed photo of Dominic Smith. I pulled the winner after 9 o'clock on Sunday night. And that winner was Live in Mets Die on Twitter. So I will reach out to you and send you your signed photo of Dominic Smith. Now let's talk about Taiwan Walker. Joel Sherman reported that the Mets signed Walker to a two-year, $20 million deal with a player option for the third year. The contract breaks down like this. In 2021, Walker will get $10 million. In 2022, Walker will get $7 million. In 2023, Walker has a $6 million player option with escalators in the contract that can take it up to $8.5 million, or there is a $3 million buyout on that player option. So the contract was obviously reported as a two-year $20 million deal because it takes that $17 million in salary, adds in the buyout that he's guaranteed to get, the $3 million, and that's where you get that number. Now, for his luxury tax, you actually factor in the player option, not the buyout. So it takes the $10 million in salary in 2021, the $7 in 2022, and the $6 from the player option in 2023 to get you to 3 years, $23 million. You divide that by three, and he is getting just north of $7.6 million when it comes to the luxury tax payroll. And that is a very fair number for a pitcher that has some upside, but will at least be a very solid fourth starter for the Mets for the foreseeable future. Now, you look at what he brings to the table, and yes, I was down on some of those advanced metrics that we can look at, and I talked about last week, and you can find those episodes where I talked to Rob Pearsall of MetsMerize, and I did one myself, and we went through the Baseball Savant page, and it tells you, you know, that guys are still hitting him hard, and he's, you know, the exit velo isn't great, his expected ERA isn't great. All these things tell you that the 2.70 ERA that Taiwan Walker posted last year doesn't really indicate a full picture of the way he was actually performing. Yet, with all that being factored in, you're talking about a former first-round pick. He's a big guy, 6'4", has a lot of movement on his pitches, has a fastball that does come in at 93, but with that height, it certainly jumps on batters a little bit quicker than you would anticipate, or than more than, I guess, the radar gun would anticipate. You look at a slider cutter that is a really nice offering. A curveball that really has started to drop off the table. A pitch he's continued to improve year over year. He can factor in a lot of different looks, can work different angles of the plate. And what you're hoping for is you're talking about a guy who is 28 years old, who has a career 3.84 ERA, has dealt with injuries, had the Tommy John. He's gone through a lot to get to this point. And at this stage now, as you're getting a couple years removed from that Tommy John surgery, you're hoping he really does round into the pitcher he was always supposed to be. Let's think about Zach Wheeler. Very similar players at a similar age to when Wheeler really started to take off. Eventually, Wheeler honed in on his stuff, found out what works for him, ended up, you know, being a really solid pitcher in the second half of 2018 and 2019, ends up signing with the Phillies, has a great year this past season. The Mets should have re-signed Zach Wheeler. Now they kind of get another chance here with Taijuan Walker, a guy who really could outperform that contract. Did I like Odorizzi a little bit more? I did, but we don't know what he's looking for. And it seems like his representation's okay with sitting out for a long time. Maybe they're going to go the Dallas Keuchel route from a couple years ago and hold out until some team gets desperate. I don't know what's going on with that market. But what I do know is Taijuan Walker is a very solid four starter, okay? When you look at what the Mets already had on this roster, the fact that Noah Syndergaard appears to be heading back sooner rather than later, this is almost a no-brainer because you get a guy on a contract that's not going to hurt you. The Mets are nowhere near the luxury tax. At this point, I think they might just focus on extensions for Conforto and Lindor and call it an offseason. And honestly, it's been a very successful one. They've been able to turn over this roster in a way that I don't think any of us could have expected, just the sheer volume of talent and players that got brought into this organization. And I think this rotation is a great example of that. And that's what we're going to talk about a bit in just a minute, because the competition for that fifth starter job, it's very, very steep. There's a lot of guys that are going to be competing. And you know what? Even if the Taijuan Walker signing was to not work out for whatever reason, if it was injuries or ineffectiveness, the Mets have a lot of coverage. And that's what we're going to talk about in just a minute. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. And if none of that interests you, BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using our promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever, with 18 amazing flavors, including their caramel brownie bar, the cookies and cream, which is my favorite. You have cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and the apple almond crisp, among so many other great flavors. These really are protein bars that taste like candy bars. They come covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew, and they are healthy too. These Built Bars come low in calorie, low in sugar, high in protein, and high in fiber. If you want to try Built Bar today, go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 20% discount on your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. So let's talk about the Mets rotation. Coming into this offseason, if I asked you who was going to be in the starting rotation in 2022, what would your answer be? Jacob DeGrom, a given. David Peterson, likely. Although coming off a rookie season, you still want to see a little bit more to completely say for sure he'd be there in 2022. I believe in David Peterson, but not all the questions have been answered. So you're talking about 2022, 7 or 8 years removed from where the Mets were when they were going to the World Series in 2015. where they had so much stockpiled pitching talent that they were able to trade a Michael Fulmer at the deadline to get Yoenis Cespedes for Fulmer to go on to win a Rookie of the Year with the Tigers. They had that much pitching talent. And then you look up now, and it was almost all gone. It almost all had dissipated. They should have re-signed Zach Wheeler. They didn't. Steven Matz and Noah Syndergaard were going to be free agents. We weren't sure if Stroman was going to come back. Now, yes, Steven Matz is gone. But you have Syndergaard coming off the injury. Stroman came back on the qualifying offer. Either of those pitchers could be with the Mets into the future. But even if they aren't, you have Carlos Carrasco and Taijuan Walker now joining DeGrom and Peterson. We got some answers. There's a path here. The Mets don't have to make wholesale changes every offseason. They've done it in one, and now they're in a position to really build around their ace going forward. Carrasco is under contract this year for $12 million, next year for $12 million. Then he has a vesting option for $14 million. Taijuan Walker already talked about the contract. He's in a position to stay with the Mets for three seasons. So there is finally pieces to build around. And then you bring in a Joey Lucchesi, and you bring in Jordan Yamamoto, and you bring in Sam McWilliams. This team has so much pitching. One of the podcasts I'm going to record later this week is going through baseball and seeing how the Syracuse Mets stack up with some of the worst rotations at the major league level. Because I really think the Syracuse Mets rotation is that good that you could put them on a fifth place team and that would look like a competent major league rotation. It wouldn't be great, obviously. There would be a lot of high-end talent there, but you're still talking about arms like Peterson, who's not guaranteed that fifth starter spot yet, and who knows what happens when Thor comes back. You got Lucchesi, you got Yamamoto. We don't know what's going to happen with McWilliams, although I believe he will probably be a relief pitcher. You still have the minor league guys, and Jared Eichhoff, Mike Montgomery, Corey Oswalt, going through waivers and coming back and staying with the Mets. I don't even know how they fill out a AAA rotation. There's too many guys. Where does Franklin Killame pitch? Does he go back to AA? Where's Thomas Sabacki factor in? It is crazy how much pitching this team has. It's just crazy. They have completely turned this roster over. And so now, it's not going to be Ariel Jurado getting that spot start. It's not going to be signing somebody out of nowhere. You know, your Tommy Malones of the past who come in and get that one or two starts and you never see him again. Or the beleaguered veteran who's been around forever. Everyone loves seeing Irvin Santana in the Mets minor league system. But I feel a little bit better about Jordan Yamamoto coming up if a starter gets hurt and being part of the rotation for 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, who knows? He might win a job out of spring training. There's going to be so much competition in these spring training games. They're going to be high leverage situations. There's going to be so much energy around every single one of these guys taking the ball because they're all fighting to be part of their rotation. Obviously, we know the top four. We know DeGrom, Stroman, Carrasco, and Walker are going to be there. But who's going to be fifth? If you're Sam McWilliams, do you even want to start? I don't think he's going to. You're talking about a guy that was signed on a major league contract that can go back to the minors, but he's 6'7". He's got a violent delivery if you watch it, just a real whipping motion he creates. Luis Rojas has already said he's really impressed with McWilliams, so maybe he could be an answer as a pitcher in the Mets bullpen that has a lot of upside. We're talking about 98 mile per hour fastball that would play up in that bullpen with a really sharp slider. If they can really hone in on that combo, he can be a weapon. He can also start if you had to. And so it's going to be really fascinating to see how all these guys compete and factor in. If you're Jared Eichhoff or Mike Montgomery, are you going to camp right now thinking you're going to win a job? It's going to be pretty hard. You might have to go to the bullpen. It's crazy how much pitching is there. And so when you look at this signing for Taijuan Walker, it makes the Mets a lot better. because all of those guys that were maybe competing for two spots in the rotation are now competing for one. And that means that if any of their top four go down with an injury, there's some coverage there. Throughout the season, if someone goes down, again, there's coverage. If COVID pops up, which is still a thing, we forget that. They have coverage. And they also have a long-haired, chiseled Noah Syndergaard who's coming back with a vengeance at some point this season as well. So there's a lot to be excited about when talking about the Mets pitching. I know there's some out there that wanted Trevor Bauer. If you're following along as he combats some of the Mets starters on social media, I don't think he was built for New York, to be completely honest. I think we're already seeing how that could have backfired on the Mets. While he would have elevated this rotation, my whole point throughout the offseason when we were talking about Bauer is they didn't necessarily need to go that route. They've now pivoted. They got another guy in Taijuan Walker who brings some level of upside. And you're looking at a starting rotation that I'll stack up with any team in baseball right now. And these are topics we'll continue to talk about as we go through spring training. This week, I want to look at the Syracuse Mets and what that rotation is going to look like and compare it to some other teams. We'll do a podcast on that. As I said, I'm going to bring on the host of Locked On Diamondbacks at some point to talk about Taijuan Walker further. And we'll continue to bring in some other voices from Mets Marais. Should be a great week of coverage here with Locked On Mets. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. Follow the show at Locked On Mets. And if you want to get more of the sports news you need in less time, check out our Locked On Today podcast. Hosted by Peter Bukowski, Locked On Today is a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes by subscribing to Locked On Today, wherever you get your podcasts.